Welcome to Onk Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. Onk Live On Air is a podcast from Onk Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onk Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Akash P. Desai, MD, MBBS, MPH, about his experience as an oncology fellow. Dr. Desai is a hematology oncology fellow at the Mayo Clinic College of Medicine and Science in Rochester, Minnesota. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Desai discussed the aspects of his fellowship experience that have had the greatest influence on his career growth, the crucial role that mentorship has played throughout his fellowship and transition to a full-time faculty position, and his advice for current and future oncology fellows. Thank you so much, Dr. Desai, for taking the time to speak with us on an episode of Onk Live On Air today. Just to start us off, what drew you to pursue oncology and a fellowship in this field?
First of all, thank you for having me. I think my passion for oncology and the reason to enter this field and do a fellowship in this field is very personal. I had lost my grandfather to esophageal cancer when I was 10 years old. And at that time, I had seen how his oncologist was treating him, not just him, but also interacting with my family and how, you know, they were very supportive of that situation and how, you know, as a family, we kind of looked up to his oncologist to really, you know, guide us, you know, through the disease. That was a time I really was very influenced by how, you know, things were happening between the oncologist and my grandfather and how he was able to help my grandfather through his last days. And I think that's when I decided that I wanted to pursue medicine. That's something that I want to do, is to be able to be in that position to help people and their families. And as I, you know, transitioned from internal medicine, kind of thinking about my next steps, I think it was, you know, obvious for me to be drawn to oncology because of this personal experience, this drive and desire to be able to help people, especially with a disease which is as chronic and as deadly as cancer can be. So I think that's really what, you know, drove me. And then obviously, you know, over the last decade or two, I mean, we are very fortunate to be entering, you know, sort of the modern era of oncology, where there's so many new developments, the science and the treatments that we are able to offer now, which weren't, you know, present when my grandfather had cancer. Both the science and the personal story behind, you know, oncology for me personally is what led me to this field.
What aspects of your fellowship training experience have most influenced your career growth?
For a lot of us fellows, we kind of, you know, joke about this first year of oncology fellowship as being like drinking from a fire hose, because there's a lot of new information, there's a lot of new developments that happen, you know, in oncology compared to other fields, at least nowadays. From a career standpoint, I think there's a lot of learning that happens through our fellowship, you know, not just off the disease, but I think particularly for oncology, because you're dealing with special situations and dealing with end-of-life situations and, you know, a lot of loss and hope. And so I think not just from a career growth standpoint, I think from a personal growth standpoint, you get to learn a lot. You know, there are patients who inspire you every day, you know, even though they're kind of battling, you know, the final stages of a very aggressive cancer. I think their positivity can be infectious to you. And there are times that you feel that some of the things that you are worried about in life are really, really minuscule. And, you know, can you get inspired from some of those patients that you see on a day-to-day basis? There's a lot of personal growth from that standpoint, a personal growth from the standpoint of, you know, how you deal with loss of each of your patients, you know, obviously equips you when there is going to be personal loss in the future, you know, be it your parents, grandparents, you know, other things. From a career standpoint, like I said, there's a lot that you learn over the span of the 3 years, not just about, you know, oncology, but also about medicine. There are, you know, very specific situations that you run into, and you're really, I think as an oncologist these days, you're really treating the patient as a whole, because the way that, you know, your relationship with the patient becomes much more of a, you are their primary doctor rather than being like a specialist doctor, that you kind of also gain a lot of insights into internal medicine and managing some of those issues as well. So career-wise, you know, the growth is great. And obviously, from a research standpoint, like I said, there's so much of new science that comes out that, you have to keep yourself abreast with all the developments. But also a lot of these developments are founded in basic science and basic biology. And so, there are things that you've heard and, read during your med school or early, pre-med days that, you go back to and that forms a part of like the career growth that you see within, a fellowship with HemOnc.
Great, great. Thank you so much. That was a really comprehensive answer there. So thank you for kind of diving into some of those details. And then kind of just going off of that, how has mentorship shaped your early career? And maybe if there's anything that mentorship has also helped you learn about yourself, either personally or as an oncologist?
Yeah, I think I have been very fortunate to have amazing, amazing mentors during my fellowship. With COVID, one thing has happened is that now, there's space and really if there's someone who you are inspired by or want to learn from that you have that opportunity to do that. Mentorship really, I think, shapes your career from the standpoint that there's sort of a ready template of things that you can follow and, a sort of style that different mentors that you have following and really you could imbibe that and inculcate that into your daily practice. I think, again, mentorship, is not just, from a professional standpoint, there's a lot of personal life mentorship of balancing work and life, within oncology, within academia. I think there's a lot of those things that you learn as well from your mentor, especially in academia. Funding is a big aspect of your career, and you learn a lot about how to navigate that, how to prioritize research, and like I said, work-life balance. So I think a lot of these things, come from mentorship. There's also a lot of, mentorship within a particular disease type that you may get interested in as you pursue fellowship. And that obviously is very important from the science standpoint and understanding, the history behind what has been done so that you can understand the present and perhaps, shape questions for the future. So I think it plays a very important and a pivotal role in a fellow's career. I will be transitioning to a full-time faculty position soon when I graduate in June of this year. But yeah, I mean, I think as I transition, I think just, from what I said before, I mean, one of the things that I would want to be is because I'm going to be staying in academia, I would try to be a really good mentor to, the fellows and residents that I work with and interact with over the next, decade or two or, however long I work. I think that's something that I am really looking forward to. And like I said, I have a lot of good mentors to look up to and, sort of follow their path in terms of how I can mentor the next generation of oncologists and physicians. And I think, again, gaining from this experience that I had as a fellow with the fellowship and, following, the mentors and people that you work with during your fellowship, you sort of have the template of how you want to do things when you become a full-time practicing, independently practicing oncologist. You are obviously equipped with the skill set through your fellowship and obviously through your residency training to take care of patients, to be able to, really convey your treatment plans to the patients, but be also, very involved with the patient and their families. Because as I said, this, cancer is a very grave diagnosis and a very, is a situation that can be very difficult for patients and families. So really trying to be able to navigate that along with the patient and the family, I think is very important. So I think all those things that I've learned during my fellowship are things that I think I will carry into a full-time faculty position. And I think the things that I've really valued as a fellow, good mentors, good teaching, are things that I want to carry forward, as a way to pay back, but also as a way to help develop the future of oncology.
What advice do you have for current or future oncology fellows?
My number one advice is to enjoy fellowship. I think as it comes to a close for me, I've realized, a lot of the things that I've learned, but also that the fact that, it's a very special part of your career that's never going to come back. There's a lot of support. There's a lot of, curiosity and time to really, kind of be curious and reach out for questions and gain experience and see different people working and just see what you think is something that you want to imbibe in your particular, situation, your life, your career. So I think that chance, obviously, as you become a fully independent practicing oncologist, you sort of develop your own style. But I think what you lose is you don't have that time to kind of go and sit with other people and to follow and see what they do on a day-to-day basis that can help you become more productive or become a better, you know, oncologist or physician. So, you know, enjoy that time as a fellow and not to get too bogged down by, you know, the ongoing, you know, rapid pace of development of the field. I think it's very exciting. Obviously, I think it's very exciting as a field, but I think for fellows who come into the fellowship thinking that there's just so much, you know, information to be able to really kind of fully comprehend, I think is a challenge. I think even in the current scenario, but probably more for the future oncologists as well, you know, as we move forward, I think the entire, you know, like system for educating oncologists, I think will have to shape, you know, take a different shape in the sense that we have to kind of weigh heavily on the conceptual understanding of cancer rather than, you know, expecting people to have a lot of, you know, recall based learning that's changing and will need to change in the future. But I think for the future and current fellows, I think that's what skill set that they will want to take for the rest of their career. The other thing I would like to add is I think, again, to take advantage of, you know, really the vast number of educational opportunities that exist for fellows, specifically through organizations like American Society of Oncology, you know, ASCO and the Society of Immunotherapy or SITC and ASH, which is the Society for Hematology. I think for trainees and for fellows, I think there are a vast number of educational resources out there from these, you know, societies, which are obviously a very important part of our hematology and oncology care in the United States. There's, you know, a lot to do. You can get career counsels and really, you know, meet like-minded people, meet people who are like you, who are, you know, in the same career trajectory as you are, and really kind of form long-lasting relationships with them.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak about this.
Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for having me.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Enclave on Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.enclave.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Enclave is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at Enclave and at Enclave SOSS. On Facebook, like us at Enclave and Enclave State of the Science Summit, and follow our Enclave page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of Enclave on Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to Enclave on Air.